أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام عليك يا أم المؤمنين السلام عليك يا خديجة الكبرى السلام عليكم and welcome dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear students, dear scholars to SOQ's Holy Month of Ramadan 2023 programs in the Holy City of Qom. Tonight we are honored and humbled to be commemorating the passing ceremony and the wafat of Umm al-Mu'mineen Lady Khadijatul Kubra alayha salam. Again, as we are commemorating the wafat of Umm al-Mu'mineen Lady Khadija alayha salam, there's a beautiful quote from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he speaks about Her Eminence, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Lady Khadijatul Kubra. The Messenger of Allah says that Allah the Almighty did not grant me better than Lady Khadija, for she accepted me when people rejected me, and that she shared her wealth with me when others deprived me. And Allah has provided children for me from her, while He has not provided me children from any other than her. Another interesting thing that we have done throughout these holy nights in the holy month of Ramadan in our SOQ programs, we kind of give a little bit of an update to the brothers and sisters about something that is going on in the world vis-a-vis the Muslims. Last Friday, which was 2 days ago, was yesterday actually, Friday, the Zionist regime, they killed, murdered, and martyred yet another Palestinian in the holy month of Ramadan. It was the youth, and on this second Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, 26-year-old Muhammad Osibi was shot to death by Zionist forces as he was trying to protect a Palestinian girl who was being assaulted and prevented from entering the Masjid al-Aqsa complex. And so this killing of this Palestinian brother occurred close to the Masjid al-Aqsa complex in the holy month of Ramadan. And as we said in the previous nights, this showing again the barbarity and the savagery, of the Zionist regime, that in the holy month of Ramadan, they are going to the extents of not having any red lines and crossing all boundaries and going to the extent of killing Muslims in a month which they consider to be holy. The next thing that is actually quite unfortunate, so we have a tendency to focus on Israel and America and these guys, but on the 11th of February, an Egyptian journalist and human rights campaigner by the name of Ramia Al-Asal, she has gone missing. So that's almost over 50 days. So this Egyptian journalist, she went to Mecca on Umrah. And she was well known for her positions on Yemen and Palestine. And on the 11th of February, she went missing. May Allah help her. It's interesting, on one of her pages, she said that her role model was Lady Zainab bint Ali, alayha salam. A woman, a human rights defender in the city of Mecca, has gone missing for over 50 days. There is still no news about her. May Allah help her and save her and bring her back. Before I go on to the video presentation, I have a quote from the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, who very eloquently, he says that Lady Khadija alayhi salam, she gave her wealth for the cause of Allah at the hardest of times. And something which we will see in the video presentation, which will happen shortly. And he says that Lady Khadija alayhi salam, she relinquished her wealth, her life, and her comfort. She endured all of these difficulties and stood steadfastly for the sake of her belief and love for Islam.